Let's do this, folks. Seriously. Welcome to Austin, and welcome to the let's figure this out here. Welcome to the Bankrupt Your Startup in Five Easy Steps panel. I know we got some stiff competition with Zeldman in the other room, but I'm glad to see so many wannabe failures in this room. This is awesome.
Did you really have to announce that there's a panel?
Ooh.
I mean, I like that we have so much, hope for failing.
Yeah, promote hard. Your competitor. That's like got to be one of the bullet points on the slide.
Off to a great start.
Awesome. Getting schooled. All right. Hey, my name's Joshua Strebel. That's cool. This is Andrew Hyde and Sean Tierney. And welcome to our panel. Let's rock and roll on this bad boy, huh? So,
So we're going to take a topic that is, how many people have actually been in a startup or currently work for a startup? Wow. Okay. Nice. So leave your hands up if you were working for a startup that failed.
Okay. Nice.
So yeah. So this is definitely going to be interactive. We want to hear stories from you guys. The idea is for us to just kind of provide some talking points and get a discussion going here with the crowd.
This is going to be a very informal discussion. Feel free to interrupt. You might get shut down, but hey, go ahead and try. All right, so let's run through some introductions real quick.
Yeah, so my name's Sean Tierney, and I've been through four startups. I'm currently in one, two of which failed outright. One of them is still around, and then the company that I started recently, knock on wood, it's actually doing all right. I've definitely been through the failure, so I have some credentials there to kind of speak to what made that happen. So.
And I'm Joshua Strebel, coming out of Phoenix. This was my bright idea for this worthless panel, but we're going to go through it anyways. I founded with my beautiful wife, Sally, five startups in Phoenix, some of them making some money, other failures, I think that's the way it needs to be. Of course, to bring in your 1980s lore, this is G.I. Joe that you guys are looking at here, and I am a Cobra special agent. And you may not see me.
And I'm Andrew Hyde. I've founded many startups and had many startups fail. Most recently, VCware. You may have seen it on the blogs last week. It was a t-shirt company targeted at venture capitalists with trendy undershirts.
Go ahead and why don't you show a couple of your t-shirts.
Oh, yes.
We're gonna be running a little contest. Okay. Yep. Here's the deal, guys.
Don't pitch me, bro. And fuck off on that.
So here's the deal. These t-shirts are going out to you guys in the audience. If you can, tell us how you would burn through $1 million. Best answer wins. Write it down on a piece of paper. Run it up here to the desk. Keep it, 140 characters or less or so. So
we don't have time to read a lot.
No. Most creative ways to burn $1 million, free t-shirt.
Okay. Cool. So I founded Startup Weekend. Go back.
All right.
Which is a roving business accelerator where we get a bunch of people together, create a company. So basically, if the people in this room want to hang out for a weekend, start a company, split equity together. It's a social experiment. We've started 15 companies in the last 6 months, and a lot of them have, in turn, failed. But it's a fun little thing that I do. All right. So now
let's get to the meat of this:
of how do you bankrupt your startup? I mean, that's why we're really here. You're putting this conference on your expense report, and you need to know how you guys are going to go. It surprised me that most of the people here are actually on startups.
Yeah, there's a good portion.
Can we take that survey again? Who here works for a startup? Okay, who here owns a startup? Wow, my goodness,
that's
awesome.
Like self-punishment right there.
Seriously, do any of you get out? Any of you married? Used to be, probably. Yeah, it's a rough life.
We'll get to that later.
Yeah.
So you're probably asking yourself right now, I want to fail before I begin. You don't want to bankrupt your current startup. You want to start fresh, right? And so we'll go through some easy tips here on how to fail, really, really gracefully and really epically.
Grace? There's no grace involved. We want massive implosion.
Yes. So we've got some pre-failing tips. So startups, we were assuming that a lot of you weren't actually at startups, so we wanted to go over that startups are really, really tough. It's a very tough thing to do. They fail all the time. They destroy your relationships. They leave you broke, penniless, and sitting in your basement. Dude, some of us.
Your mom cooks a mean casserole, though. Man.
It only took 5 minutes for the first mom joke. This is great.
off to a great
or you
start.
Could you could be extremely rich and famous, and that happens quite often, right? Guys?
Not, were yeah, you not for any of us. Yeah.
Okay, who here was born with $1 million trust fund? Anyone?
Losing again. So you want to look for the right company to join to then implode. You don't want to start it up. That's too much work. So you need to join one. So you need to find a company with no vowels. That's an important thing.
Mm-hmm,
The fewer the letters, the better, and hopefully something that sounds somewhat like a cough.
Yeah, and make sure you double up the consonants, you know, G, G, G.
Yeah, I used to work at a startup that failed. It was called... You heard of it? We had a great product. That's you? you want to get hired on equity. Just you're a team player. You don't need cash. You just get equity.
And your wife makes all the money, right? So.
No. You want to make sure it's a small core team when you join it. You hopefully they've just fired a lot of people and their vesting didn't join it. Then you've got other people that will help you out with it, and you've got a bossy CEO. It's just setting the ground rules like that.
Yeah.
So now we wanted to kind of open it up and talk to you guys about startups.
Anybody got anything to say?
Is there a question? Is there a good train wreck out there?
Yeah. Who has one that just absolutely tanked that would be willing to kind of share that experience and
any, at home? Anybody?
No one wanted it. All right, well, cut to the one.
Oh, right there. Yes, my man. Introduce yourself, please. Hey, Mark, give him a big round of hand. Yeah. Woo! All right, let's hear it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounds like a train wreck, certainly. Okay.
It was fail.
Okay, whose panel is this? Okay. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
No, that's absolutely that. That's actually one of the points.
Go to the actor.
No.
So did you run out of money or did investors pull out or what happened?
Oh. Yes.
Nice.
Good man. Yeah, thanks for playing. We're just having some fun. Has anybody had a similar experience? Anybody?
Yeah. Right there.
Go ahead.
Oh, my joke worked. Yes. Oh, fantastic.
Oh, yes. Yes. Celebrate.
That's
good job. Awesome.
I think that's lack of confidence from the original investor was the problem with that last one. The lack of investment from the original investor. You know, you couldn't move on. So let's go on the funding cycle because it's all about money.
You seriously,
guys both failed, you know, because your investor died or you ran out of money. Financing. I stole this from Wikipedia. You can see there's a nice upward, up to the right leaning graph here. It's key to successful startups. Let's erase that line. Because we don't want it to go up to the right. And everybody with me, we need to do the mantra down
to the right.
Okay, so everything that we need to do from now, this point on, down and to the right.
Yep.
Your whole being, if you're drawing site maps, they should slant down to the right. So what we're really coaching you on together is fail. And not just fail. We're talking weapons grade fail.
Yeah, boy. That's Hiroshima fail right there.
And I'm a bit of a sales guy, so I wanted to add one more thing. We want weapons grade opportunity to fail. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. We're really equal on opportunity. So let's talk about, you know.
Yeah, let's go back to the audience. We are done.
This guy had a question right here.
I think we have mics. Should we use the mics?
Yeah.
Would that help?
Yeah,
you
let's
guys?
Use the mics.
Is this mic out here? Can you walk the mic? No.
Anyway.
Okay. Cool.
Go ahead. Come on. Interactive, guys. This is South by Southwest Interactive.
Hey, I'm Tim. How do you get into the mindset of spending too much money if you're like brought up fiscally frugal and responsible?
Oh,
you
dude,
just
that
can't
is
get
so
into
easy.
Can we ask the at home? What? I mean, how did that happen?
keep going. Keep, go ahead, if you keep talking, I'll keep flicking. Okay.
just having a hard time getting into that, you know, like spending mindset. So if you could give some tips, that'd be great.
Okay, okay, mindset of spending money was the question from Tim. All right.
I'd say how did it work at that home? Like how did that whole culture it's raining over here.
Making it rain. Yes.
Any good ideas will be rewarded in $1 bills.
Strippers. What? You wanna right now? Yes. Great idea. That's a great way to tank a company right there.
I don't know. I think you should have more people to sit in air on chairs than air on chairs, though. Because mm-hmm. air on chairs is like $1,000 investment, but a person's like 3 to 5 a month. Right?
I don't know who you're hiring. Dude, I get them for like...
We're
you guys are catching on.
No. If I really wanted to burn through money, though, equity plus cash.
And bonuses.
Bonuses.
Expense accounts.
Yep.
Expensive launch parties. Yes.
Which, by the way, the Colorado Institute.
Wait, one more. What was this back here?
Oh.
All right, give that guy a hand. That was beautiful. That's beautiful work. I think that's a great idea, dude.
Great idea.
Seriously. I'll fund that.
Perhaps you would.
Okay, right here at the mic. Go ahead.
Hi, my name is Cara Andrade, and it seems I'm from the Maynard Institute. It's not a startup. It's a nonprofit based out of Oakland, California, but it seems like startups and nonprofits have similar things that make them go down the tube in terms of like financial problems. And so like I kind of wondered if you guys had at some point thought about creating nonprofits and what made you kind of go towards startups and maybe if you can speak a little bit about how there are maybe some similarities between both of those.
I think, I'll go ahead and take this one, guys.
Yeah, you feel it.
I don't think there's a distinction. Nonprofit means no money. Startup, no money. So technically, startup equals nonprofit.
And it's just less paperwork that way.
Seriously.
It's called a startup.
Yeah. Anything like that, Sean? Taxes.
Tax break. We're trying to fail.
Seriously, dude, get with the program. Just kidding. Anything? Anything you want to add?
Not really. Nice. I think our. All
right, so
should we move on from here?
No. Let's. Dude, we got so much time. We only got like one slide left, really.
Gonna keep doing that for another hour. It feels good. Have you tried it?
All right, so let's see. Anybody heard of Ziff Davis? Used to get about 40 spam messages from them a day? That's how you bankrupt the business. That's what I'm talking about. Spam all your customers to death so they stop using your product.
So one thing, hard work, right? Part of startups, making them succeed is hard work, making them fail is hard work. If you go to Google right now and go bankrupt startup and hit I'm feeling lucky, you get this room right now.
Yeah.
This panel is the number one thing for bankrupt startup. So I think
you know what
hard.
It took to make that happen?
Rain.
A lot of hard work. Let's continue on in our
okay,
venture to bankrupt,
yeah.
A mythical startup. So we have some quotes, inspirational quotes from some people at this conference that So Guy Kawasaki, it's something that makes you buy my book, is his definition of a startup. He does it quite well, and I think it's brilliant. Did you read it? The last one?
No.
So, which one? The Art of the Start or the...
Yeah, well, I mean, am I more or less likely to fail by reading Art of the Start?
Paul, are you more likely to fail by reading Art of the Startup?
More likely?
How many people have read that book? All right, and how many of you failed? So no, so it sounds like that maybe that works.
Excellent.
Disregard.
All right, we have a question.
Do we have a question? Go ahead.
I have a unicorn startup, and we sell unicorn bubblegum, and we sell unicorn shampoo, and unicorn toasters, and rice cookers. And I was originally going to put Hello Kitty out of business, but now I'd like to bankrupt myself. Do you have any tips?
I'd say you're definitely on the track for success, like with what you're doing.
any quick steps you have? Just a couple of them.
Can we have a quick poll? Should we invite him up on stage?
Seriously. All right. We want to. This is our.
Is this Charlie in the mountain?
Yeah, I think so.
It's Charlie.
Actually, Unicorn, I would suggest you find yourself a rhinoceros and make some babies. Seriously.
How many people, when you woke up this morning, ever thought you'd be sharing the microphone with a unicorn? That's what I'm dealing with right now.
Rhinoceros?
To get back to your... So it's a unicorn startup?
Tell us a little more about it, please.
Yeah, I mean, we started out of a small storefront in Unicornia, right next to Candy Mountain. And... We eventually phased out of the whole liver business, or kidney, sorry.
You're doing great.
The great thing about horse eyes is that you can see that way and that way, but not anywhere that way.
Kidneys. Okay, so you migrated from one organ meat to a second. Okay, kidneys, liver. Okay, go on.
I was wrong with the liver. I was just being unicorn crazy. No, it was only kidneys and then putting Hello Kitty out of business.
Okay, so following.
Where do we go from here?
I'm out.
You can provide expert.
Seriously?
Yeah, I'd stick around for a minute. You seem to know what you're doing.
You have to stick around, dude. Our whole panel was.
Can we go drinking tonight?
Built on this.
You think I'm sober?
All right. No, seriously, we do have a real presentation here. We have quite a few more slides. So thanks for bearing with us. And he is, honestly, part of our panel. So who's up?
Oh, we got the next one. All right. So I guess this is where our special guest.
Yes.
Yeah. Godzilla. Do we have the Godzilla?
Anyone?
No.
Okay.
So we have... Our five steps. So each of the panels has the five steps. So Sean, do you want to lead it off?
Yeah. So okay. So as disorganized as we are, it's the five ways to bankrupt your startup. But we all kind of came up with five. So you guys are going to get 15 ways.
Bonus.
No charge. We're giving them away free.
Giving away free product. Great way to bankrupt your startup.
With a shirt.
Woo!
All right. So the five that I came up with from the ones that I've been at. How many people that were at a failed startup? Did it occur because it was a change of ownership or a change where they brought in management that really didn't know what they were doing or maybe someone who just took the reins that shouldn't have been there in the first place? How many of those we got? Okay. See, that's definitely the two of the ones that I was at that failed. That was absolutely the core of the issue there is they brought in a CEO who absolutely had no business being there. And it's it seems like there's a tendency generally to look for someone who seems to be the authoritative CEO who's done it before, who should be the guy to bring in. And generally, that's not going to work out because he didn't start it. He didn't have the original vision. If it's your startup, odds are you probably have the best vision because you started it. And so resist the temptation to to bring in someone who supposedly knows what they're doing, I'd say. So that's number one.
Unicorn, you got anything to add?
Yeah, any additions?
Nothing at this point.
Thank you.
All right, so the other one, and it was brought up over here, the gentleman who said over-engineered the Basecamp project. Absolutely. Over-engineering everything is one of those tendencies that for some reason we seem to see all over the place in startups. It's like it's just this urge to build more than you need. And when in reality, like getting rid of stuff, in the one we're at now, Jumpbox is our current startup. We're even though we've been through it, it's like we still find ourselves trying to build our own store and trying to build all these things ourselves when in reality we should be offloading all that. You know, you want to focus on the thing that absolutely is your core competency. It's what advances your cause. All this other stuff, let someone else do it. There's no reason that you should be handling that stuff. Any thoughts on that?
I just look down and I see a unicorn behind somebody.
Just mad.
A unicorn just nodding. Cool.
It's just the best
thing. Validated by the unicorn. So the third one that I came up with, this idea of growth before profitability. I don't know why it seems like the tendency is always for people to want to get big. And really, if you're small and failing, getting bigger is just going to exacerbate the problem. So, you know, work out the model first. There's a guy, Clayton Christensen. I don't know if anyone's read The Innovator's Dilemma or The Innovator Solution, those books. But he's big on this concept of seek profitability before growth. And you should be impatient for profitability and patient for growth. So that's something that is also just always seems to be an issue.
So is Eric in the room?
No. So, Sean, I think in summation, you basically said run for the money.
Yeah, pretty much.
Eric, who is getting a beer right now, I believe, is my blog founder. And they were at about 50% for their entire growth, and they never hit a really scalable problem. So they were really just always at 50.
Yeah, you know, we're facing that right now in one of our own startups, Best Party Ever. It's been about 15 months in development. Man, the UI is nice, and we got people signing up every day. But you know what? It seems like it can never pull the trigger on getting the stuff up there that's going to make me the money. So,
well, like, the thing this with Jumpbox, so we could very easily have developed everything in the dark and had like a 15-month cycle where we didn't get anything in people's hands. But the goal was to get stuff out there early, get people paying us, even if it's just a small bit, get people to pay you because that validates what you're doing. And you know, that is, I mean, even if you're just collecting $5 for some service, that is just pure validation that you're doing something right. So I would say get to that, even if it's small, get to those small wins early.
So when we're talking about our panel here, though, we need to, you know, expect 15 million users on day two.
Exactly.
And really scale for that.
Okay. Yeah. And by the way, this is really good advice Sean's giving, but remember,
we're trying to fail.
You have to go opposite. Right now.
Fair enough. Well, then if we're trying to fail, you clearly want to establish a culture of subservience. You know, never question authority because the person in charge clearly knows what they're doing and central management. How you feel about that? Right on. The last one, just disregard your cash flow. It's really not that important. I mean, money will be there. I would just anticipate that.
So I think the moral of what Sean's saying is you're really going to hose your business if, you know, you...
Yeah, I mean, if you can do all these things, you're pretty well hosed. So good job.
Okay. All right. Great. That's some great stuff, Sean. Thank you for putting that together.
No problem.
All right. Appreciate it.
I don't remember one.
No, I think yours just come out all at once.
We're just gonna go for it all. I'll ask you to read with me then.
Drop the hammer. Do
it. So Sean's going for hosed. I'm going to shaft your company. First things first, show nothing to anyone. You know your company best and don't ask for outside advice because they don't know it as well as you do it. Have an exit plan. I like to have an exit plan just like exit plans are in here. Many, well-lit, and easy to get to. You know, you should be able to steal the cash and get out really, really quickly. NDA, not even your mom gets away without signing an NDA. Every single person in your company. I think that's really important. You can't have trade secrets going, you know, at coffees. And tea.
I would agree 100%.
They have time and talent to replicate your startup. Mm-hmm. Funding should be your exit plan. You should have your whole being should lead up to that funding pitch. And when that check clears the bank, just take that money and go offshore.
Okay. I hear Cayman Islands is nice.
It's warm. Warmer than Austin.
Show of hands. Anybody got a bank account in Cayman Islands? Oh, nice. Oh. All right. You buying drinks later?
Okay. Hey. And my last part, you know, if you really want to shaft your company, have theme weeks for your company so that you have like a Klingon week.
thank you. Give her a big round of applause for helping out. Tell me, what does that say?
Unicorn.
Oh, that's so epic, dude.
What was your panel like? we had a unicorn. In the theme week, I'm saying like we have like stuffed animal theme week or like Klingon theme week, and you make everybody speak in Klingon.
Or Marklar. Marklar. Marklar.
Hello.
I think there's a panel here called Marklar. That's going to be there? Awesome.
Who knows what Marklar is?
Yeah. Couple in the back. Nice.
You guys can have a little game time, I guess. So, just chef.
Oh, that's great. Great. Thank you, Andrew. So you see now we're really going above and beyond the Call of Duty here. We build this as 5 easy steps. We've already given you 10. What's that worth to you guys? I mean that information is priceless. And so we really tried, you know, to put in these nice acronym formats so you'd have something to remember. And you know, when I was putting mine together, of course, I could only think of one thing that was really relevant. And if you bankrupt your company, you're fucked. Seriously, you are just done. Walk away, send the keys back to the mortgage, bye-bye. So let me run through these real quick. You know, obviously, I think every company you start needs to have a purpose. And so forgetting your purpose is a great way to kill your company. You can also add to that, have too many purposes. I mean, come on, you guys are selling the next big great thing, and then you see company X go one direction. You say, oh, we can do that better. And, all right, so you lack of focus, I guess. So, secondly, of course, launching underfunded, right? I think there's no shortage of ideas here.
Give money to that.
Nice, making it rain. So, show of hands, who here has launched a company in the last 12 months with nothing but a laptop computer and a great idea? All right. Same question, less than $10,000 in the bank.
Well, you guys all work for really well-funded startups?
Seriously? You're in the wrong place. Okay, $100,000 in the bank. Startup.
Everyone's got companies, but they just kind of materialized.
Wow. So
we're talking to the right audience.
I think
they have money.
I think this kind of started as a joke. All right. And finally, of course, halfway through, definitely micromanage your team. There is nothing like creating a bunch of emergencies. You know, everybody works for the emergency guy. The 911 guy runs around. Oh my gosh, gotta do this. Oh, client calls, gotta do that. All right. And I think keeping your employees in a state of fear, possible wetting themselves fear. You know, any minute they could walk in, company's going to implode. That's how you run a company right there.
That's the way they type faster.
Yeah. Yeah. I hear they're way more productive when you cut their lunch.
The more well-funded a startup that I've worked for is, the earlier in the night that I go home.
Really?
I think that's like the culture. It's like the less funded,
mm-hmm.
the later you stay.
Okay.
Like you're 3 a.m. If you've got no money in the bank, you're 3 a.m. If you're well-funded, it's like 5:30. Would you agree?
I would say there's some to staying late, but then again, I don't know. I mean, with all this, it's like how much money do you want? When you're starved, you kind of have to work harder for it. But,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I'm
not throwing money for that answer.
No, that's pretty weak sauce. And little something Sean said, be the king. I don't know about you, but I am the king of my domain. Everybody that works for me sure as hell knows who runs the place. Want to know how many employees I have? I can't keep them. Go figure. But we have a lot of great fun when in the Josh Theocracy. And then finally, I think the best way to kill a startup is believe the dream killers. We all know people in our family, in our network, our friends, what have you, that you're just so pumped on this great idea. And you know, the first thing out of their mouth is, it ain't going to work. You can't do it. How many of you have a friend like that? You guys need to drop them fast.
Believe in yourselves and your checkbooks.
Seriously. Tell them they smell bad. That works. Seriously. All right. So that's the third. That is the 5. So now it's 15. 15 easy steps to bankrupt your startup.
Unicorn, do you have any?
Anything. Unicorns?
I have a way to bankrupt your startup, and it's... It's based your funding on venture capital and angels and any income that would be obtained legally. With the kidney business, We work right until the bar closes, and we're totally funded. No problem. Who's going drinking with us?
If you wake up in a bathtub today with ice and your kidney stitched up and the faint smell of horse manure in the room.
And the blood dripping off the horn.
Okay, so we're going to open it back up, obviously. That's really our formal presentation. Quick shout out here.
That was formal?
I think so.
Yeah, because that was so rigid right there. That was...
Yeah. But brought to you by, obviously, vcware.com. This is a cool startup I did 2 hours on Thursday night, southbysouthwestcards.com. Go ahead and pimp your best business card, upload it to the site. It's pretty rad. You'll see mine, limited edition, and jumpbox.com. And with that, let's Q&A. Okay, thank you.
And I believe we want to, I believe we want to open it up. We still have some time.
Oh yeah, it's time to really talk with the audience now.
I want
to
make money rain. So if anybody has any particularly good startup failures, do we want to start here?
I think so.
Oh, we got a submission.
Oh yeah, we had the submissions, the top failures.
Anybody else want to get in the running here? So far, we got a okay.
Come on,
bring them up. Bring them up. So, go ahead and there's still time. Still time. And spending $1 million. Pay salaries 30% over average. Err on chairs. Company cars. Stick to an 18-month development plan. And big asterisk here. Focus on third world countries without internet access.
That's a good, it's a good target market right there.
Pretty good. Isaac, can you explain? What's the Isaac? Is it one sack or is it Isaac?
Does it say I suck?
You do suck.
That's your name. You just said Super Bowl commercial.
Anybody want to elaborate who submitted the Super Bowl commercial idea?
On a minute, I guess you 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds
good. Hey, it worked for Audi. Man, that R8 is hot. You want to go ahead and read this one?
Yeah, I'll read this one.
What is this?
A unicorn?
Here's a great idea. Here's a great idea. Buy another failing company.
That's one way to do it.
Nice.
Here we got use company resources to fund pet projects that cost more than they bring in, preferably in lieu of other something endeavors that would make money. That sounds like it would work too.
Mm-hmm. You wanna read that?
Written on a dollar bill.
It's not on a 20. That's lack of effort, in my opinion.
I don't know what this says.
I almost says hire your clients, good accountants. Chefs. Hire chefs.
Genius. Everybody needs a 2,500 calorie a day balanced diet. Yep. Right?
And good accountants.
And get it at the office. Why not?
Run for office. That's a good way to spend $1 million.
Who here? Let's sidetrack real quick with the...
We're getting some good ones.
Oh, we're not going to sidetrack. Okay, we have...
No, this is my favorite one.
No, this is money.
Okay, you read it.
Resurrect and hire Martin Brando.
No, this one definitely beats it. Hire this panel as the board of directors. That person wins.
Hey, no, we're not giving it away yet. Hold on. See, just so you know, this panel is a train wreck.
We didn't get to cover this earlier, but the no revenue equals fail. Can somebody Twitter that?
Please. Buy an island. Okay, I guess that's a survivor tactic. Any other ones? Drink your own Kool-Aid. Okay, now I take issue with that one. Seriously. Let's talk about it. If you don't believe in yourself, great.
But yourself, you come up with the idea. So your idea is yourself.
So you have bad self-esteem.
I think that's a core problem.
Okay, everybody hear that? That's good common sense. He basically says you got to believe in yourself, but don't hook, line, and sinker to where you're chasing a pipe dream. Right? So you got to know when to walk. Okay, that makes sense.
I like it. Here's one. Make sure everybody in the company gets paid to Twitter and read Dig and TechCrunch all day. That would work.
Don't we do that anyways?
Yeah, I mean, we do okay. It most of the time anyways. But.
I thought we were trying to succeed with our own personal things. So.
Oh, yeah. We're going to be great successes. We got some more. Great. And go ahead and stand up at the mics, guys. Let's just, you know, fire away. What do you want to know?
Fantastic. Yes, Eric. Okay, cool. First of all.
Yeah, excuse me, real fast. Okay. For those of us that just arrived.
Yeah.
How long have you been doing this now? About a half hour?
Yeah, pretty much.
Can you sum that up again for us?
Okay, let's awesome, do thanks. The dynamite okay. version. Okay, watch this. You guys are going to be blown away. Holy moly. Okay. All right. Welcome to the panel. Sean's a douche. Josh is a douche. Andrew's a douche. Unicorn's a douche. All right, we asked the question, how do you bankrupt? Hey, I want to fail before I begin, don't we all? If you like cats, you're a fucking dork.
No, that's a second. That's two for two for startup or for lolcats during South by Southwest, just for reference. Panels, every panel.
Dude, I'm not hanging out with you.
Same.
Pre-failing tips, start hard. Pre-failing tips more, no vowels, right? Great names. This is a train wreck. Cool graph, another cool graph. Down to the right. Another cool graph. Fail big. No weapons. Grade fail. Go ahead, unicorn. Say this one.
Weapons grade. Opportunity to fail. Yeah.
I think at this point we started throwing around money.
Yeah. Yeah. The money happened. We started asking for submissions. Again, reaffirming any doubt in your mind. This panel is a train wreck. Stupid quotes that we made up. These people didn't say it. Hey, you.
Is that Mark Zuckerberg?
God, dude owes me $20. All right. Anybody here know Mark Zuckerberg? Anyone personally?
This panel. Wow. Go listen to the podcast, I believe.
I think so. Mark, you owe me $20. The cab ride. Come on.
You left early. It's a bad one.
All right. So Steve Jobs really did say that. Habits, culture, and finance are failed. Cool. Upside down slide with the translation of beer. Talk to more audience. Our unicorn came in. Big hand for the unicorn, everybody. Mothra. Okay, Sean says you go bankrupt your hosed. Andrew says you go bankrupt your shafted. I say you're fucked. Brought to you by some sponsors back here. Okay, was that a good wrap up? Okay, we should have just done that at the beginning. All right, back to questions. Right here. You standing up?
Should we go through it again just really slow this time, though?
Backwards. Thank you.
We didn't have a submission. spend $1 million by do a social.
Yeah, he's all yip, yip, yip.
A social networking site for zombies.
Zombies. Okay. Let's go through these. We've got to whittle these down. We got
no. There's clearly one winner right here.
Oh. Yeah, I think. Okay, who's the higher of the panel is the board of directors guy. All right, you get a shirt, buddy. Come on up here. We want to make sure. Yeah, big round of applause. What's your name? Darren? Seifkes. Where do you work, Darren?
I'm with the law office of Darren Seifkes. We help technology companies destroy themselves and others.
Oh, it's awesome, man.
Hey, Darren. Go ahead. Have a dollar. Thank you.
That was the first bit of honesty I've heard on this panel.
Seriously. Darren, please come back. Unicorn, pose for this one.
Should we
high five.
Make it rain money? Yes. Make it rain.
Okay, we've overplayed that one.
Okay.
All right, that was a great, great suggestions.
Should we bring it back to a serious note?
Serious note.
Can we go to the final slide?
We had a serious note?
I think we did. So we all work for startups. We're all working our asses off. We're all South by Southwest. So we've got some sort of either talent or class or style.
None of the above over here.
One, two. There is a level of bootstrapping that I think is inherent in all of us as being a startup. you know, we fail by running out of money. Mm-hmm. Basically, is our most common.
Right. So you want to share a story?
Go ahead.
I think so. I said I was on my third startup, and the write up in the South by Southwest guide was Hyde's first two startups failed. I never said they failed, but they did not. No, they did. Just running out of money, you know, running out and really keeping true to yourself. And that's one thing that I definitely made a mistake, was listening to myself too much and running with something, and then you're out of money and you're really having to look at finding other people to bail you out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's good.
Sean, you've had more startups.
This is the first one that I was the founder of it. So, absolutely. I mean, running out of money, clearly. No startup have ever gone out of business for having too much cash in the bank. So, you know, I think if any one of these 15 is the one, it's that undercapitalized. Absolutely, that's the one.
Yeah. I would echo both of your guys' points. Cash flow is certainly king. I started a web design agency 5 years ago. And so I was bringing money in the front door, doing client services, and shoveling it out the back door into my startups. And let me tell you, if that's a recipe to just want to jump in front of a truck, seriously, I mean, you're serving all these client masters, and then you're trying to fund your startup, which is its own master. And so coming with money to the table is
who here is on currently bootstrapping a startup?
Okay, so. How are you doing it? Are you still, do you have a full-time job and you're doing doing it in the off hours? Is that pretty much or no? How are you bootstrapping? Maybe just anyone.
Go ahead, back there.
Right. Which is why I brought up that when you exactly like being lean and mean and starving is almost a good thing sometimes, because it forces you to get creative. And, you know, 37 Signals, I'm sure a lot of you guys are fans of those guys. Like, their whole thing is constraints, and working within those constraints actually forces you to become more creative. And that's absolutely true.
Yeah. One point, and we'll go to Francine real quick. I, in Phoenix, met with a angel fund guy who's got 150 angel investors behind him. And over lunch, he told me that he just had a meeting with a company that burned through $3.8 million, couldn't make payroll at the end of the month, and didn't know who their customer was. Bad news. Go ahead.
Back in the first dot-com boom, we got a company funded that blew through $8 million in 1 year building a data center and ended up not having a product and not selling anything and going out of business. And that taught me a big lesson, which is that an awful lot of startups go into business without knowing anything about business. And what is more, the founders don't even care about business. They care about what they're doing, but they really don't care if it's a business. I mean, they don't understand how to make it a business. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's not funny.
No, that's sage advice. If you guys don't know Francine, she pretty much runs the tech community in Phoenix. Great lady.
Yeah, definitely. Is anyone here from Amped by any chance?
Amped Mobile.
Amped Mobile. Okay, good. So we want to find out. This is a company that actually, I think, was it $250 million they went through?
It's got to be the most.
That's the biggest one that I'm aware of in terms of blowing that quantity of money. So I wish we could ask them what they did.
Unicorn, anything you'd like to add?
anything in particular?
Just share your own experience in kidney processing.
Unfortunately, we've never lost money. Everyone has at least one kidney.
Okay, that's a great example of
my definition of entrepreneurship has been like the nickel slots at the casino. You can walk up to it with different theories. You can go up to it with $20 in nickels and have fun and lose everything and still happy to do the process. It didn't destroy your life. You can go there with a credit card. When you lose $20, be pissed off and keep doing it and lose and lose and lose. or you can go expecting that you're going to hit the jackpot and that's your only exit for success. And there's a lot of people who can play the slots on $20 for a long time and have a great time, and they'll sustain and you'll get free drinks. But people really run into problems when they expect the jackpot as their only exit plan, or they can't quit when they hit the credit card. Question.
I got a question. Advertising, do you think it helps or accelerates decline into bankruptcy for a company?
I'll take that one. Okay, so it depends. It's completely dependent on the model. And if you have the model figured out, then advertising, clearly it's like putting gas in a car, right? It's, you know how far it's going to get you. If you're just throwing gas in something where you don't have the model figured out, it's going to accelerate the rate at which you burn that money. So again, that's that whole idea of get the model figured out, get to profitability first, and then go for growth.
My other question is, when you do run out of cash, is it better just to shut your doors and let everybody go? Or maybe, you know, have like sort of a Helsinki syndrome where you have a bunch of employees, they're trying to hang on to a dream and, you know, keep on going. What's going on? I know that doesn't sound funny, but I kind of try to think it.
I've laid off an entire, I've folded a company where I laid off SAP. And it was a really, really tough decision, but it was probably one of the smartest decisions I made. You just have to know, I mean, just look at the situation. It's a really shitty situation.
Also, you know, you think you're not doing them any favors keeping them around if, you know, their next paycheck is in question. Why keep them for that extra 10 days? Might as well send them on their way.
Be honest. I mean, if it's because you're running out of money, be honest. Really be open about it. Have a plan to get out of it. And if that plan doesn't happen, be upfront about it.
So, as you can see, all fun in games. You know, we come in here talking about bankrupting a startup and, you know, what a great idea for a panel. But it's serious business, really, when you get down to it. Running your own company is a commitment. I kind of look at it as a craps game. You're betting it all on the farm and a wing and a prayer, you know, so.
This panel's really serious.
I'm getting clowned by my unicorn.
Feed me more money.
Well, I had a couple more that didn't make the slide, so I'll just throw this out and see what you guys think of them. But build a bunch of infrastructure, right? I mean, because you're going to need all this CRM and all this crap set up ahead of time, right? So build out that infrastructure before you actually start building the product. Anyone participate in a startup where that happened?
Right there, over there. Dude, you like bought $1 million worth of servers? Or? Gotcha. Question right here.
Sarah.
I actually want to tell a story which kind of throws a lot of what you guys are saying into question. Everybody here know the company Pandora? Who doesn't know Pandora? Okay, we'll talk. Because Pandora rocks as we know it, and it's doing very well as we know it today. But Pandora had a really very, very rocky early days. I mean, they had a business model based on selling the recommendations to, like, big retail outlets. And it... During the first boom, except they were at the tail end, and then things fell off, and they lost like so much money. Their second round of funding didn't come through, and what happened to them is, you know, they didn't have money to pay their employees. The founders, they went and mortgaged their houses. One of them actually lost his house to it to just keep it going. And they had this music genome project where they were hiring musicians and. Really, something really amazing happened because there was so much passion. And this goes to the purpose. And I personally, the underfunded, fuck that. I think it's having a higher purpose. And when they had this mega purpose in like promoting music and promoting up and coming bands to the masses. And it was just the Genome Project just kept going. It kept going at all odds through these times. And then at some point, they hired Tom Conrad, their new CTO, and they were sitting down and decided they would try this music player that, you know, just in the web. And it wasn't going to be the next big thing. And guess what? It became the next big thing. That's now it's like 7 years later, and they've got all sorts of amazing deals with Sonos, and, you know, they're making really great affiliate deals all over the place, and they're actually becoming profitable, and they still have, you know, we still have the RIAA stuff and the crap that they have to deal with, but they're doing really well, and almost everybody in this room knows who they are. So kind of an interesting story. Like it, all the things that you guys said they did wrong and they just about went bankrupt, but they ended up pushing through and they didn't know when to let go actually because they didn't.
Right. So the counter to that, like, were you trying to fail a company, have no purpose? And that's, you know what? I would agree with you, actually. That's probably more important than, yeah, no, absolutely. And the dark times that you're inevitably going to have, we got 5 minutes. What carries you through that is absolutely thinking about, you know, what you're ultimately trying to achieve with your startup. You know, we're trying to make open source this entire body of open source software so anyone can use it. And that, you know, no matter what happens, it's like we've got our eyes on that prize the whole time. And so I would totally agree with that. So.
Quick question. Oh, it's actually another question, just riffing on that. You know, when I said earlier, don't drink the Kool-Aid, it's not knowing when to walk away. And actually, Tara made the perfect point, because you have to be stubborn. Every startup has trials by fire. It's not getting lost in the vision, right? And you guys have been speaking to that so that you don't spend ahead of the market and all that. But you can't be so lost in your vision and your future that you lose track of where the market is. And sometimes you have to adjust. You have to be creative. And you find new businesses that you didn't know about.
Excellent. Thank you. Well, let's.
I've got a quote, actually.
Go ahead.
Jason Mendelsohn is a VC from the Founder Group. He says, do what you love, do what you love, do what you love, and don't be afraid to fall out of love.
So. Excellent. I think that's a good note, guys. So
I also got a fortune cookie today at lunch. This was awesome. It says, doing what you like is freedom. Liking what you do is happiness. And like that's the startup. I mean, pretty much that. There's no better way to sum up a startup.
Okay. Well, on behalf of Andrew Hyde, Sean Tierney, the Unicorn, I'm Joshua Strebel. Thank you for coming to our panel. Let's go have some beers.
Cheers.